Oh, fancy that. Seeing you here, Jake. How you doing, man?
Oh, hey, Mike. I was just drinking some baby's blood, me being a demon and all.
Oh, here, I'm just floating around the ether, being all protoplasmatic.
Same here, man.
Yeah, same shit, different day.
Absolutely.
So, you bored at all? I'm so bored.
Oh, I am bored. B-O-R-E-D, bored.
I'm bored. B-O-A-R-D, bored.
I think you're bored how I'm bored.
I am.
Ooh.
Well, do you want to, I don't know, maybe invade somebody's dreams?
Good idea, Mike. Let's invade somebody's dreams. Try to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, sounds good.
Chicken Mike Adventureland!
Chicken Mike Adventureland!
Oh, Chicken Mike Adventureland!
Yeah, Chicken Mike Adventureland!
Oh, Chicken Mike!
Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike! And
Jake and Mike Adventureland!
Oh, there's a familiar face, Jake.
Huh. Looks like we're going to be invading my girlfriend's dreams this week. Miss Dana Boatmar.
Dana Boat... Oh, I get it.
As if instead she would... instead of Boatmar, Boat.
Yeah, like if... Captain Dana Boatmar. Going down with the ship, man.
Don't talk about my girlfriend like that.
All right, sorry.
Let's bring her into the dream world.
Jake?
Dana.
Dana, I'm also here.
Dana.
Jake and Mike?
It's both of us.
Why are you both here?
We're here in your dreams.
We're here to teach you a lesson.
A lesson.
Well, good luck.
Oh,
we love a challenge.
Oh.
Are you ready for your journey?
I don't think I have a
choice. Doesn't matter.
Your journey will begin.
All right. Captain Steel.
Yes. Yes, I'm a robot.
Yes, robot Captain Steel. I need you to get these asteroids back down to Bay 1 ASAP.
Improbable.
Improbable.
I'll do it, though.
Useless robot. Oh, well, well, well. If it isn't lowly private Dana Boatmar.
Hi, yes. Sir?
Yes, I need... Follow the robot. Make sure he gets those asteroids down there. I don't like the cut of his jib.
Does not compute.
Oh, you. You.
Yeah, Jake Sprague.
What?
Lieutenant Jake Sprague.
I assume that I can communicate with you even though you're over an intercom?
Lieutenant Jake Sprague, please report to the bay. You can't reply to me. I don't know if you were trying, but you can't. Please report to the bay, Jake Sprague, Lieutenant.
I'm going to the bay. You two take these asteroids
just
somewhere.
Just kidding. It was me using a voice synthesizer.
That's so useless of you, robot.
By the way, I didn't do what you asked me to do earlier.
I noticed that. But these asteroids are going to make people sick. Oh, hey, guys. I'm feeling kind of weird. Oh, there's an alien popping out of his chest. Robot, attack it.
No, I refuse to.
Robot, please, for the love of God, I can't attack it. I can't get my hands dirty.
I can only do what Dana Boatmar says I can do.
I just finished all the asteroid thing cleanup that you asked
battery
me to
do.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, now we don't have a robot. Up the alien scurrying away. Oh, no, we're going to have to chase it down.
Yeah!
On this. Oh, it's close. It's somewhere near us.
Here. I'm in the vents.
It speaks our language. Here, take this blaster pistol.
What do I do with it?
Well, okay.
Don't shoot me!
Okay, I won't shoot it. What am I supposed to do?
Don't listen to the alien.
Yes! What am I supposed to do?
Can't believe you won't listen to your superior officer. You listen to the alien.
He said
right,
he was
alien.
My superior officer.
I'm your superior, Snavagurg!
Oh, you don't know our words, do you?
All right, I think I'm going to shoot the lieutenant.
Don't listen to him.
Pull the trigger twice just to make sure.
Real quick, I just want you to think about what's happening here.
I'm back.
Oh, thank God.
Kill the lieutenant.
What? Robot Mike Steele.
I'm scared, but I think I'm going to do it.
You
can take
it
a while.
I have faith in you.
Oh, God.
Again? Should I do it again?
Yes, keep it going.
Hey, what's going on up here?
I'm just kill him as well. He's a witness.
Okay, I'm a deckhand.
Mike Steele was never really a robot, and him and his partner Dana Boatmar have taken over the ship, and now no one can stop them.
Hey guys, I'm here with the Colonial Marine unit that's stationed on the ship. We're all here, just hanging out. What has happened here?
I have no idea. I was out fixing the asteroids, and then
you guys just came into this mess.
Yes.
Yeah, Dana Boatmar was here, and I was like, "What happened?" She's like, "I don't know."
Do you mind if I see that blaster pistol and I take your audio recording log, robot? Is that?
Wait, what's that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it looks like
I should have ran away. that would have been the perfect time to
you're
run.
Still here. I'm going to take your audio recording log, but I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. You just found this horrible accident.
Smash it on the ground. I mean, I didn't say that.
What? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay.
Good job.
All right,
we know nothing.
Clearly, I didn't act fast enough.
Yeah, you should have acted faster. Who knows what proof would have been on there?
What's that thing in the vents?
Huh?
Mike, you fell for it!
Oh, shit, I fell for my own trick.
I handcuffed you in the time you were looking at the vents. Nice try, robot and lady.
Yeah, she was the real robot all along.
Yeah. Oh, there's an alien in me.
All right, well, I'm going to take his keys. I'm going to undo these handcuffs. I think this spaceship has run its course.
All right, Jake. We got one play left until we win the ultimate bull. Dana Boatmar, what do you think we should do?
Okay, what are we playing? I think we're playing football.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
We're playing football, but it's a futuristic type of football that's like way more chic and exciting.
Yes. This is my first day, so I'm really excited to call all the shots on my first day.
Listen up, rookie. Quit talking to me. Quit talking to me, rookie.
Clearly I'm the leader, since
you're
pointing
me to the
leader.
Come on, Kasparza, give her a chance.
All right, you're right. She does have a lot of good ideas.
All right, what's your plan?
Okay, so we're going to pass it to me.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And then
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then I'm going to run it down the field.
Run it down the field?
You mean the plasma space field?
Yeah, surely that's what you mean.
I float it down the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Float it down there? What is this, college?
Yes. And then
all right, I guess we'll give it a shot. It's an unorthodox play. Right.
I'm going to fake pass it.
You're going to do a
you.
Fake?
Whoa. No one will see that coming, run 50 yards down the field and fake pass it.
That's an isn't that an illegal maneuver?
No.
Oh.
Not in this version of space football.
I didn't realize. Okay, and what else?
And then I'm going to score.
You're going to score after you fake pass.
Well, she's got a good point.
Who's going to go for the fake?
If our play is to score, we'll get points.
Well, okay, but I kind of wanted to drive it up the field.
Violation. Please hurry and choose a play. Hey, come on, ref. Come on. What game are you watching?
Oh.
I think we should score, though. We don't have that much time.
I'm the commissioner of this game, and this ref needs to be put to death for not watching the game.
No. I think I was calling the right call.
Goodbye, ref. Here's the fire pit.
I'm burning to death. Yeah, I think he deserved that.
He did deserve it. He wasn't watching the same
Hike!
Game. All right, what's the plan?
I'm open.
No, I'm fake passing.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't announce it.
I'm fake passing the other team.
What?
Other team. I'm going to fake pass and then run it 50 yards.
She never tells what she was about to do. Let's tackle Jake.
What, me? Oh, Kasparza, defender.
Whistle, touchdown.
Now we're only losing by 38.
All right, so it's 7-38.
Okay.
Wait,
are we winning?
No, it's...
No, we're losing.
Damn it.
But there's only 5 seconds left on the clock. 4, 3, 2...
Timeout!
Oh. Which type of timeout? Ultimate timeout or regular?
Let's do a regular timeout followed by an ultimate.
The Super Space Calls is calling a timeout, and then an ultimate timeout.
What is happening?
Hey, what's an ultimate timeout?
As the commissioner of this good sport, I will allow it and put an extra 5 minutes on the clock to let these young rooks give it a run for the old... Someone let me not talk anymore.
Thank you, kind sir. We really needed it.
We deserve an automatic tie. Can you make it an automatic tie?
I do declare
winner
today,
take all.
Winner take Oh.
Next score wins.
You will own this league. I am slipping into the later stages of dementia, so legally, I don't know if this will hold up.
I'm the new commissioner.
Oh, no, new commissioner.
I think you guys should...
Let's listen to this player.
What do you think, Rook?
How are you going to tell us how to run our organization?
I think you guys should have a duel.
I agree, pal!
Oh,
I am now the new commissioner.
Hold on
Same
a
rules
second.
Stay, though.
Shut up, just player. I'm the president of the country, and he and he did not agree to that duel. Therefore, you are dishonorable.
I challenge you to a duel, Mr. President.
I agree. Now you're president.
Indeed I am. I rule that this sport is ridiculous.
It's absurd.
And that every play should now be a 50-yard run into a fake pass.
Should the game... Oh, I'm
oh yeah.
Should the game be tied for these players so they might be able to win?
Play baseball! I retire to my quarters.
Oh, okay. You All heard, right, we're you playing heard baseball the, You heard now. The commissioner. It's baseball at this point.
All right, Brooke, any sweet ideas now?
Well, I can't fake pass anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, or we could.
Maybe we could.
Fake pitch?
When they throw the ball down the plate, I want you to grab it with your hand and then fake pitch back to the pitcher and then run to first base, second base, third base,
boo!
All the way
up. Boo! Well, the audience just turned on us. Boo!
Hey, don't boo us.
Boo! We're getting don't want to watch baseball.
Sure you do.
We're going to make it exciting.
What, really?
Yes. I'm going to do it with my top off.
Oh, yeah!
Boo! Boo!
Faggot!
Hey, I'm not a faggot. I just don't think my kids should be watching some chick with her tits out, all right? So I'm booing this. Boo!
I'm booing you, boo!
Oh, boo! Don't take your tits out. I came here to watch futuristic football. Now it's baseball and some chick's playing with her top off. That is ridiculous. And honestly, we should be booing the fact that the president was just killed.
No one cares.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Things are not going well here. Captain Boatmar, this plane is going down, and we are nowhere close to the Atlantic. We are right over present-day Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, my God. So this floaty device is not going to help me at all.
I don't know why you put it on. You really need to be concentrating on this plane not going down. Something bad is happening here. Lieutenant Steele, calm everyone down back there in the plane.
Hey, everybody, come on down!
I think I'm going to go over the intercom.
Go for it.
Okay, everybody on flight 17.
Who is this fucking bitch? Is she our pilot? I can't believe it!
I know you're experiencing some very extreme turbulence
the
right now.
The wing blew off!
But, listen to the pilot. I'm another person on the plane.
You're going to want to stay in your seat with...
How is she so calm? We're so close to our deaths. I'm going to try to suck my own dick.
I broke my neck. And please remain calm while we try not
Boomer!
To hit... Yes.
You
yes.
stupid bitch.
Yes, yes, yes.
Concern yourself with flying this plane.
Oh, yes,
Lieutenant,
okay.
Lieutenant Steele?
I wasn't listening to a word she said.
Are you? We surely are concerned.
What? I can't hear you over the plane.
Okay, I'm going to switch it into manual.
What has been on automatic? No, let her give it a shot. I mean, we're going down.
One of the wings fell off.
I can do it. I've experienced this in a flight simulation in school.
Some of the passengers are on fire.
Well,
boy.
I don't know how to help them, but...
Here, I'm going to get back there with a fire extinguisher. You pilot this plane.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up.
Uh-oh, what's this guy have to say? I know this is a bad time, but I'm a terrorist and I'm going to take over this plane
really?
And crash it somewhere.
I know this is a bad time, but I'm secretly the pilot's husband.
What? You're just sitting back here? Aren't you worried about what she's doing?
I think that she's cheating on me, so I'm spying on her. Honey?
Yes?
It's
is
me.
That my husband?
Yes, are you cheating on me? You are? I couldn't hear your answer over the noise. I assume you said yes. I'm throwing myself out of the plane.
Oh, no, he's opening one of the doors.
Well,
people are flying out. Oh, except the terrorist. He's clawing his way to the cabin.
I'll never be pulled out of the plane.
Oh, there's two terrorists.
I'm the second terrorist.
But
I'm from another country.
How do we get on the plane? Oh,
the
yeah.
The pilot let me on.
There's a new full-body scan. How did they get on?
Oh, shut up. Let's not try to... Let's not figure it out. More people are flying out of the plane.
I'm just background noise. I'm just background noise.
All I right. guess you terrorists don't know this.
Oh, what is it?
But I have a gun.
Well, it's not really. And it's out of your hand. It's in my hand now.
Damn
so
it,
thank
I
you
just...
for the gun. I couldn't get anything. I'm going to need you to get off that pilot
no.
seat.
Get off that pilot seat.
I am the captain of this ship.
That's it. I'm going suicide.
Whoa. The plane's falling so fast that I've jumped out of the plane. Now I'm back inside. It's me, Dana Boatmard's husband.
Oh, well, welcome back.
How awkward. I killed myself over something that I didn't even fully hear, and I'm back on the plane.
Well, that's okay. Oh, the plane. It's righting itself. It's righting it. This must be God's intervention.
Hello, plane.
Ah! Oh, man, that guy killed himself when he heard God.
I am God.
God, I have some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, man. What's up? What's up with all this?
Well, okay, yeah.
Scared me up to death, bro.
Oh, I'm so fucking sorry. It saved your life. Like, I could be everywhere at once.
Whatever.
If we see God.
You know what? I'm going to let this plane go down due to that.
No,
man.
No. Let Dana Boatmar ask her question.
Oh, fine.
Does that mean we're dead?
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
I think we're dead.
Hey, if we're dead, then no. That means if I stab this pregnant lady right where her baby
don't
is.
Don't do that.
The baby will still be alive.
No. Oh, now.
Oh, the baby's out.
I'm alive and I'm invincible.
Oh.
It's demon spawn.
On the second coming of Christ.
Angels.
Dad, it's me. I'm on the plane.
Angels.
Yes.
Will you kill Satan's baby on the plane, please?
No, don't do it. Where is this going?
Come on, Angels, please.
Oh, no, another dream is probably coming soon. Yo, bro, did you hear about that new shit movie about the plane that goes down and God saves it, but there's a fucking demon spawn or some shit?
What? I thought that movie kicked ass.
You saw it?
I liked it.
I thought it wasn't coming out for another year.
Oh, no, Philip Seymour Hoffman was in it. He was great.
Oh, nice.
He was excellent in
oh,
it.
Oh, dude, who's that girl?
Oh, that's that chick I'm trying to rape all the time.
Dana Boatmar?
Yeah, this is why I want her to do a mask party, because she won't know it's me. But if she sees my face, she'll call the police immediately.
What's up, Jake?
Oh, no.
I know it's you.
Aren't you concerned?
No.
Oh.
Dude, bro, you're going to score with
She's
her.
She's a total slut.
Oh, she looks like a whore.
Oh, what a dumb bitch.
I think I'm a slut, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what people call me all the time.
Dude, fuck her in front of the whole party.
Well, I might as well try. Listen up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I just want to, first off, I want to say that this is the best wedding party I've ever been to in my life. Kathy and Steven, may you have a long and happy marriage.
Oh, so embarrassing, so embarrassing.
Now, I am going to try to have sex with this chick in front of everyone at this wedding.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake. Great toast. Thank
this
you for
is
coming
my...
to the wedding.
Hey, that's my best man right there. Hey, everybody, it's my best man right there.
Thanks, Steve. Now I'm going to pull the old dick out of the pants.
Oh, he's whipping out his hog.
Boom, that's the old cockaroonie.
Oh, Jake, he knows how to spice up our wedding.
All right. Just got to slap the old meat into erect here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's just like how I slap my meat into erect.
That is how you do it.
Getting it ready. Oh, this is a real slut. This is a weird masked wedding, by the way. Just want to say that while I'm slapping the old dick of Rooney.
Up. The bride's father's walking her down the aisle.
Oh. I'm still going to try to do what I'm doing. No need to stop now. All right, my dick's semi-hard. I'm going to try to mash it into your box. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. I'm trying to mash it into your wet little
box. Do you, Steven?
I'm trying to mash it into your box.
Promise to love and cherish. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't keep my eyes off this guy's fat hog.
I'm trying to beat the old hog into full erection right now, but it's not working. Trying
Am
to get
I
the
not
old...
pretty enough?
Well, you're pretty, but I mean, come
I
on.
I only think she's average.
Hey, hey.
Hey, I'm partial to redheads.
All right, well, whatever. I'm trying to get the old...
I'm not a redhead. I'm a blonde.
Shut up, you idiot.
She's so dumb.
Will someone give her a little, I don't know. What do you put on people's mouths? Chloroform? Give her a little knockout chloroform?
Hey, I got some chloroform if you want it. Here, I'll use it on you.
No.
And her. Looks like I've got a little buffet in front of me, huh? Whoa, that guy's a fucking creep.
I guess you're trying to have sex with them both.
Whose side of the family is that guy on?
I think he's on Steven's side. Steven, is that your brother?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Steven, stop him. He's raping the boy.
Yeah, sometimes that happens at a wedding.
Oh, no.
By the way, hold on, everybody. Oh.
I do as well.
Oh, hooray. Mazel tov. It was a Jewish wedding.
Kiss her.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, guy in the crowd.
Hey, come here, kiss me. No. Wow, this wedding's fucking ridiculous.
This is the stupidest wedding we've ever been to in our lives, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well, because, you know.
I mean, we're here. What are we going to do?
It's going to be the greatest story ever told.
Yeah, I'm going to tell all my friends about it. No one's going to believe me.
Imagine what the honeymoon's going to be like.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you that my dick is a snake.
Don't worry, because my vagina is a garden shears. Shing, shing, shing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What an unexpected direction.
Shing.
I wonder what the second honeymoon's going to be like. You know, after 10 years of being
married.
Oh,
yeah, the re-honeymoon?
Yeah. I'm so fucking tired of you. Oh. I don't know why I ever let you cut off my snake dick with your garden shear vagina.
Well. Mr. Doesn't Brush His Teeth and has so much plaque that he's gross all the time. He's got something to say. Why don't you say it through your plaque teeth? I can barely hear you, you grotesque
such
monster.
A fat...
Housekeeping.
Oh, housekeeper.
Housekeeping.
Let's not argue in front of housekeeper.
All right. What do you... What?
Fresh towels.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Fresh towels.
Thank you. We shit all over these towels. Will you take them out of here?
Nope.
Will you take them out of here?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you so
much. I'm sure
much.
You want a tip or something, don't you?
Yes.
We both become men. We're so frustrated with you.
Thank you so much, housekeeping, for finally doing your job. Here, why don't I rub your face into the wall? Poof.
Housekeeping police!
Oh my God!
You're under arrest!
For
they
what?
They raped me!
They raped you?
Yes, they raped
no, we
me.
Didn't! This is like the Kobe Bryant situation!
Corporate punishment enforced now!
What?
Not my wife!
Shot my pen!
Oh no! Jake,
yeah.
That could have been better.
Oh, absolutely.
Dana.
Yes.
Did any of our things teach you a lesson?
Did you learn a lesson here today?
No.
Well, then 100 years of nightmares
I'm
for you!
I'm casting you to the Shadow Realm!
100 years of nightmares for you!
To the Shadow Realm!
Another day's work, huh?
Absolutely. You know, Mike, I can't help but feel like we're being watched right now.
Right now?
What would you say to someone if they could hear you? If you're hearing us, if you're seeing us in this moment...
We're becoming very ghost-like compared to earlier!
Ooh, you have to tell everyone that the eagle flies at midnight.
If you say those words, other members of the Order will be able to recognize you.
Welcome to the Order, my friends.